Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting
from the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Yes, thank you, Eric. Are you calling from the other side? Hello, this is Eric speaking. Actually, he did call me on the telephone a long time ago. And, you know, I thought it was a robocall because it was midterms or something. And I was annoyed because I was trying to concentrate. And it's so hard for me to because I have the attention span of a gnat embryo. So it kept ringing and ringing. Come on, answer me, pick it up. And it was Eric. Eric, it's me, Mom. I mean, Mom, it's me, Eric. It's me. Oh, my God. It was get there in time, though. So anyway, today, guys, we have our wonderful duo who will be in charge of the October event at my house, the Channeling Eric event. Jamin Olivencia, pro wrestler, personal ally development, personal development ally, and many other things. Motivational speaker. And we have, of course, Jennifer Doran, medium extraordinaire. So today we are going to talk about restoring your faith in humanity. I mean, the world is so full of hate now. Everybody is fighting each other, and there's no listening. Nobody is willing to listen to the other person. I mean, that's just one thing that I think makes our thoughts about humanity very jaded. But I remember the first time I ever lost my faith in humanity was when I saw a local newscast of this woman who was arrested because she killed her two-year-old son and then chopped him into little pieces. And then she fried him in her skillet and fed him to her dogs. And I thought, there's no freaking way. Humanity sucks. But anyway, let me take the road, and we're going to go from the dark and deep to the light, as we always should. Jamin, take it away. And hi, Eric. I love you.
Hey, what's...
Hi. Love you.
Hey, Eric. What's up, man? Good to see you again. Good to be around everyone again. Elisa, thanks for having me on the show. And Jennifer, hello. Looking forward to the big event in October. Looking forward to being part of the process of everyone realizing how we can change our lives more in a practical way and bring value to ourselves in the process. Gaining faith in humanity or restoring faith in humanity for me comes down to understanding yourself. I think that as individuals, we are the experience, we are the dream. Everything we're experiencing, everything we're seeing, from you pulling up your hand to in front of your face right now and wiggling your fingers, this is all you. This is all in your control. From the moment you take a step forward, you're in control. From the moment you're going to say something, you're in control. And the only thing that seems that's out of control sometimes is the way we react to things. So I think one of the main things of restoring faith in humanity is understanding who you are in the process of it and the contribution that you bring to the world. So the main difficulty becomes the sense of helplessness. We all look outwardly, but at the end of the day, it starts with ourselves. It starts in little degrees. So if you're not doing it for yourself, then how are you doing it? How can you do it for others? And how can you expect humanity to reflect that experience? So I don't know. I think for me, that's what it's all about. It's about looking at the whole. And we tend to look at the outside of our experiences and say, this is what the experience is. But for me, in a lot of occasions, see, you said that there's a lot of hate in the world, and I agree with you, Elisa. I do see it. I see it a lot. I also see a lot of beauty, too. But
oh, yeah.
I think that's my choice. I think that's my choice, you know? And I think the difficulty or the struggle for a lot of us is the fact that we can't see that when we see so much shit around us. It's hard to find the light in darkness. And the only way to find the light in darkness is to be the light yourself. And that takes a tremendous amount.
That's true. Uh-huh. Or you can go on YouTube and watch little funny videos about kittens and monkeys. That's always good.
or people
saving animals or animals saving people. But I digress. That actually does help raise your vibration. But I totally agree with you. It's all about the inside.
I totally agree with you, too. Like, you made a joke there, but the idea of, like, looking up kittens or looking up things that raise your vibration, that is certainly part of the process of choosing to change your focus. So to me, your focus reflects your existence. Whatever you're focusing on is your existence. I know I've said this numerous times, and I know a lot of spiritual teachers that have came before our time have said this too. The now is the most important part of the process. The now is where dreams are born. The now is where we can start creating a process towards something else. The question becomes, are you reacting to the experience? Are you constantly not being mindful in the experience? Are you paying attention to your own doings? Because as much as we love to bitch, we also don't realize that we're doing a lot of those things ourselves in other areas of our life. And it's always funny to point the finger at the thing, but you know the thing so well because you're the thing too in other ways. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to make it sound like it's a problem, but I do love to challenge people in this department.
Yeah.
Because this is how we change. And if we're not having this discussion, then we're not changing anyway. You know, so to see the world change, like for me, when I was at my lowest time, when I had a circumstance at WWE politically pull me out of the business that hurt me, that brought me down to my knees, that I cried every single day of my life and nobody knew it. But me personally, I was hurting and the world around me was full of shit. And that's how I looked at it. And I was really down. And I don't regret feeling that way, because if it wasn't for me to allow myself to feel that, I wouldn't have changed at all. And I think feeling it, like not avoiding the problem, I think a lot of us avoid the problem, but to really feel it, to go through the process of feeling it, is how you learn. It's what drives us for our next intention.
But when you can, you're right, but we need to feel it inside. And a lot of us, and I've been guilty of this too, focus our feelings of hatred or whatever externally, where we can't have any control, there's nothing we can do about it.
Precisely. There's nothing we could do about it. And that's sometimes part of the problem, is we feel like we need to always control the outside too.
Yeah.
That's always the hardest part. Here's the facts. The facts are, no matter what, you got to go down this river. Okay? No matter what, life is this river. You're going down it. Sometimes it's going to bring waves. Sometimes it's going to tip your canoe over. Sometimes you're going to have to learn how to, like, balance your canoe while going down this river. So as much as we look at the problems that are outside of us and say they're problems, I think they're actually opportunities of growth.
Absolutely.
Because how do we show who the fuck we are when we are in the corner? See, when a wolf is cornered, it will come out, no matter how many animals are surrounding it. Do you know what I'm saying? And you will fight when you have to fight. Alisa, you're fighting every single day, dealing with probably Eric's death, but at the same time, you're so fucking motivated to be the best you can in this process and help as many people as possible. Look what you're doing. I'm fascinated by the whole entire thing. And I thank God or the universe or whatever the hell is out there. I actually thank it for this opportunity, because I know this is allowing me to speak my truth too. And I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, but I will like to suggest these other things to look at as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as we complain, and as much as in the spiritual, quote unquote, as we are, we also talk a lot of shit too. And we also do a lot of the things we don't like. And I think that's interesting, you know, and it's fun to look at it. It's not a judgment thing as much as it's interesting how complicated the human being is. Your nuances are so different from my nuances. So the way, you know, we react to things are going to be different no matter what. And that's so fascinating.
It is.
So,
it is. But you know, so what you're saying is that our consciousness creates our reality. Our consciousness, a little tentacle in the now that's creating all of our reality. We have control over that. So we have control over whether to bring darkness into our reality or light. And we should choose light. And if everybody does that as a collective, or maybe it's the ninth monkey thing, okay, the Maharishi effect, maybe if, you know, a handful of us do that, or one, you know, nine out of, I don't know, 100, who knows? I don't know. I can't remember the Maharishi effect. But if a number of people do that, then maybe the world will change.
It will. It's a collective force, right? So the pendulum is swinging. So when we see, you know, it's I know people, you know, people complain about the politics or this or that. Here's my thing. If you're complaining, if something's discomforting to you, then you need to look at yourself a little deeper. Because I think that's what the world is teaching us.
Let's talk about that. Because, you know, I think politics is interesting. I keep my political as much as I can, you know, on my personal Facebook page. Now, sometimes people will ask, oh, let's do the predictions for 2018. And, of course, then politics somehow gets in there. But I try to stay as non-biased as possible because I, as a general rule, am not happy with any politician. But people really just get on my ass about that and how dare you. Well, you know what? I sacrificed the sun. Do I really have to sacrifice my beliefs too? So why are people so upset with me having my own personal ideas?
Well, that's the insecurities
this?
They face in themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you were finished talking, but I feel like here's the thing. I don't care what any. Yeah. We all have different belief systems. Yet we can all get along. But whenever it has to do with this or that, then people get a little more sensitive, and it's okay to feel the sensitivity of it. I think I encourage people to feel the sensitivity you feel from it, but also do not judge a person's character based upon something that seems appealing to them, because that thing that seems appealing to you, whether it's in politics, Elisa, religion, belief systems, whatever the fuck, whatever those things that make you feel empowered should be the things we honor in ourselves. That's how we get somewhere. At the same time, while you're honoring or being empowered by something, that doesn't also mean you should push your belief systems onto someone else either, but respect their boundaries.
Absolutely.
Like, for example, we're all on the phone here. We're all just chatting on the show, and it's open game. I think it's the idea of having a freaking sense of gratitude for the ability to even be on the show right now. Feel that you're being open to my ideas. I'm being open to your ideas. Whatever caller calls in, we're open to their ideas and their experiences.
Yeah.
And therefore, creating a sense of love, therefore creating the external, therefore finding the actual peace in your reality versus judging the thing based upon our own insecurities in it, because we're not handling things that we should handle. You know?
Wow, what you said
it's
is
interesting.
So powerful. That is amazing. What you just said, it sent shivers. But, you know, I think that we should listen to each other, and if we can find little kernels of truth in what the other person says, fine. If we don't, fine. But still, each side deserves love and honor and respect. Now, another thing that I have a hard time with is, for example, I got this petition for mental health screening, and I contacted every politician, every school board official, every mental health organization, I spent a lot of time. I got nothing back.
Right.
And so I just feel like people don't care enough. You know, they don't. So few care to make an effort to change. But that's me trying to control the external. So there you go.
But that's okay. At least you're saying it. At least you're saying it.
Yeah.
So, like, if this is the person that's not admitting it and then still trying to judge in the process, it's like, well, you're being a piece of shit too. You know what I mean? Like, we all do it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing about what you were saying, touching on, you know, writing letters and everything. It's like the whole deal is like, yeah, there's a lot of people in the world that don't care. They don't care. And, you know, that's as much as that sucks and that's disappointing, at the same time, we can't allow our external circumstances to control how we feel in the process. Because what we do in the process
is what's really creating the reality around us. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
The kid that had that was a special needs student that was too stupid to figure out what 2 + 2 was, even if I was told it was 4,000 times, I couldn't figure it out. And that was a struggle. But what is interesting to me is that I was so passionate about professional wrestling, and somehow life throws me this gentleman that decides to sponsor me in my life, decides to help me get to my dreams, and all of a sudden it's working out. I think passion and intention and purpose is what's creating the actual experience. But sometimes we put our fucking purpose into hating so much, into believing
yeah.
in the lack of that we are experiencing. Therefore, we see more of it. It's like simple math, you know?
Yeah.
But it's okay.
That's true.
Because we can find gratitude
yeah.
for that, too, because it's all funny, too.
Yeah. Well, I think humanity is like a giant ship. It's so slow to turn. But that doesn't mean we can't put our intention out there and try. And, of course, I will lick my wounds and try again and be patient with this whole passion of mine. All right. So in a nutshell, how can we restore our faith in humanity? We've said a whole
by
lot.
Believing in yourself.
Let's see if we
by
can distill
in
it into believing in yourself. Okay. And creating a reality of light in the now.
It's more like being more aware of like who you are in this process. Like I want somebody, I don't care who's listening, anybody to just try this. Like when you're driving in a car or whenever you're at work, or if you get quote unquote triggered, I want you to be aware of yourself in that moment and see if you can actually control it. And the day that you control that from actually the reaction, I should say, the day you control the reaction is this day you'll start to understand how to actually mold your reality versus allowing the external to control your outcomes. The external is nothing
yeah.
but a reflection of you. At least this is in my belief system. So I'm not saying this is the truth, but I think the external reflection of you.
Right, right. It's part of our reality, and
about.
We create a reality. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about this right now for a reason, and it's not because I'm Jamin's right over here, and, you know, it has nothing to do with that as much as it's just all suggestion, and we're all having a conversation about it, so therefore there's got to be a silver lining in between it. Everyone's their own gurus.
Right.
Everyone finds their own truth in it. And that's the most fascinating part about it. And the words can be different, but yet we see the same thing.
Right. And the main thing is everything is love, including us. Now,
believe in yourself.
I want Eric to chime in, just distill it also. But then I also want you guys to talk about the event and how people can buy what few tickets are remaining. But go ahead, Eric.
So what he was saying was, in particular, when you were talking about the politics and political views, and he says, you know, everybody's experiences creates their reality. So when people get upset, like, how can you believe in these type of politics? Well, you don't know what that other person's experiences are that brought them to that place. It's so easy to sit behind the keyboard and berate people and bash people for their beliefs that you would never say directly to their face. So he says that's a little bit of a cultural thing. That's a little bit of a cultural thing that's changed
over
the last few years, where it's like, okay, I have an opinion, and if I share it, then I'm fair game for anybody to attack me. Even, you know, if you said your opinion in a room full of people you knew, they wouldn't verbally attack and assault you. And then he said, as far as like with hatred and anger, he says it's so much easier to focus, and it's actually seems so much easier to focus on hatred and anger than to understand that those emotions come from being hurt. And if people could take that and look and say, okay, I need to heal from this, because, you know, having hatred and anger to somebody else does absolutely nothing but hurt you. But it's really hard sometimes for us to look and say, okay, how do I let go of this, or what do I need to do? Why am I still upset about this? And instead, it's just easier to put the focus on, well, this person did that to me, or I, you know, and to just keep focusing.
That's
on
true.
That.
And there must be fear behind it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anger
absolutely.
Is rooted in fear. So what would the, an example mm-hmm. of fear in this situation look like?
Well, it would look like continued anger towards the situation or towards the people involved. Because
I mean, what would
rather,
they be afraid of? I guess I'm saying, what would they be afraid of?
Of getting hurt again. Okay. Of getting hurt again. Some people feel as though if they forgive something, that leaves them open. It opens up the wound to be hurt again. So they, you know, hate
and it could also be
things.
Yeah. It also could be that they feel like their version of truth is being threatened, and nobody
yes.
wants to lose what they consider their truth. They don't want it shaken because, you know, the truths are so important to people, of course, you know.
Yeah, and so often he says people want justification for stuff that's happened to them. They want it to be made right. And so until, you know, for a lot of people, until it's made right, a situation, any situation that upsets you and angers you, a lot of people, until it's made right, won't let go of it. And unfortunately, that's just not reality. You know, we're all going to be hurt.
Yeah.
We're all going to have stuff happen to us that we're never going to get, you know, what we would want to make it okay. We have to make it okay on our own.
Right. Yes. All right. That sounds great. So do you guys want to talk about the event where they can, where do they need to go to join up? It's going to be at my place. Go ahead. You want to do it, Jennifer or Jamin? I don't care.
Go ahead, Jamin.
Sure. Okay, so, yeah, we're looking forward to seeing everybody. yeah, obviously, it's going to be at Elisa's. We're starting on October 19th, and we're going to the 21st of October. So I think what one of the main things you guys can expect from this event is to understand yourself, at least from what I will be doing at the event. Jennifer will be channeling Eric, of course, and teaching people about how to get in touch with being intuitive. But at least for me, we're going to hit it more deeper. We're gonna hit the realms of who you are. And it's going to be very interactive. I think people can look forward to that and actually getting down to the nitty-gritty and actually creating new sensations within themselves that they haven't experienced. How you could get tickets, it's ticketbud.com. A little bit where I'm not sure of, though, you're going to have to put in channeling Eric. I'm not sure on the exact link. However, if you go to my website, jaminolivencia.com, it will say new event right when you come in, and you just click the event. That's jaminolivencia.com. You go to the website, you go ahead and click on it there, you'll be able to purchase tickets there.
Yes, and also on the blog, on the homepage of the blog, I've got, you'll see Jamin and Jennifer's face on the right sidebar. Click on that, and it'll take you there as well. And I'm going to muster up the courage to give away some of Eric's stuff, too. So that'll be very healing, and hopefully when you have these things of Eric, you know, it's something tangible that will help you channel him better if you want. So also I want to have a shout out to liveparanormal.com. Thank you so much for letting us do this. And are you guys ready to take callers? Please don't say no.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it. Maybe eventually the baby shark tune will get out of my head. It's still rolling, man. And I made the mistake of going on YouTube, and I found out they have a metal cover for it. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, all right, we got somebody from the 530 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi there. How are you, Elisa?
What? I am doing fine. What you got for us and our boy?
That's
or Jamin.
You know, I was
listening to what's your first
Jamin
name and where you from?
So interesting. Oh, hi. I'm Kathy, and I'm from Northern California.
Okay, good. Beautiful place.
The reason I'm calling is because I feel like the last 10 years of my life have been pretty dark. I mean, like, filled with a lot of sadness and pretty much brokenhearted, and it's been really super bad. And I thought, well, maybe this is the way I signed up for, and that's it. But just recently I met a man. I mean, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm a grandmother, and I never thought that I could fall in love again. But things are heading in that direction. And the only thing that's really holding me back from actually feeling really happy and hopeful about the future is my past. I'm just afraid that I'm not supposed to be happy anymore, or somehow I'm going to mess it up, or he's going to do something, which I think is more likely that I would. But I just kind of wanted to see what Eric or even Jamin had anything to say about how to get myself out of this fear and to be able to enjoy what I'm going through right at this moment.
Okay, so what he's saying is that, yes, you number one, you do need to be careful that you do not self-sabotage yourself. This is baggage. This is baggage from the past. You've had a rough, like you said, 10 years. And so, you know, 10 years of feeling this way will make it seem like, okay, this is all that there is for me. That's not the case. This is your opportunity to come up out of that and be happy. And it's good, he says, that you're acknowledging the possibility that you might kind of have a struggle moving forward and being happy, because at least you're recognizing it, and then you can do something about it. You be aware of your behavior. You be aware if you start pushing him away, and you be open with your communication with him.
So he doesn't see anything like any red flags or anything about this whole relationship.
No. He's still very good about this. This is a good chance for you to kind of start a new life, a new chapter. So he said you've been reading and rereading the old one for too long.
That is true.
Time to move on to a new book. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about time, right?
Yeah. Jamin,
okay,
what do you have to add to this?
Hey,
Jamin, you got some to add?
I just want to just chime in for a second. I'm sorry, what is your name again? I missed it in the beginning.
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, hey, how you doing? Okay, so
hey.
I think, what's up? So I think one of the things for you is, and this is my intuition talking, but are you creative at all?
Am I creative?
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, I think you actually have to embark on some creative projects, and the reason why I'm saying this is because this is going to change your vibration. This is going to put you out of a routine type of deal. So when you're in the process of moving forward, somehow the creativity is going to give you more wittier ideas and circumstances that are placed in front of you that are going to give you new opportunities. So I'm just that's how I'm going to comment on it. I think it just
that makes sense.
So the thing to take away is be more creative somehow, whether it's through painting, music, writing, I don't care how it's done. And if you're not creative, then get creative, because this is going to switch the vibration. It's going to put you in a different dimension. Do you understand?
Okay, that makes
Does that
total,
make sense?
Yes, it makes total sense to me.
Okay,
awesome.
Cool.
She's going to cross dimensions. All right. Hey, Kathy, come
yeah.
to our thing. Come to my home. It'd be fun. It'd really
I would
help.
Love to. I would love to. I'm going to try to swing it. I would be so happy to be able to attend that.
It's very powerful. All right, well, thank you for calling.
And thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great night.
You too.
You too, sweetie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We've got somebody from the 865 area code, 722. Hi there.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for taking my call. I love you. Love your
for
show.
Sure.
Y'all are fantastic.
Thank
my question,
you.
Main reason I'm calling. Oh, you're welcome.
Well, who is this?
Oh, my name's April. I'm calling from Tennessee.
April. Oh, okay, April. Okay.
Yeah. I have lost my mother recently, and we were really close. And even though I believe in, you know, I believe she's fine where she's at, confirmation to know that, because I've also lost my dog recently.
Good.
And that was a real hard one.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm really struggling with that one. Yeah. And I don't know. I guess I'm just looking just for comfort to know that they're okay.
Yes, they're absolutely okay. The connection with your mother, this is from multiple lifetimes. It's why you guys are so close. So it really is
like
a piece of you is gone.
Right.
She is okay, and it was her time. It was time for her to go, and she is actually relieved to be gone, okay? She's relieved to be gone from the body.
Yeah, she was very sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and the dog, fine too. You know, all dogs go to heaven. So.
Okay.
Are they together?
Right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah, are they? Oh, that's awesome. Is there a soul connection with your dog, with her dog and her?
Yeah, and your mom says, I'll take care of the dog till you get here, but only until you get here. And it's, she said, it's going to be a while, but only until you get here. Then you've got to take the dog.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
All right. Well, I hope that helped, April.
You're taking my call. It did. Thank you so much.
You betcha. You bet, baby.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. We have somebody from the 408 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking
Hello?
With?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Sure can. What's your name? First name?
I'm sorry. My name is Serena.
Serena,
hello.
That's a pretty name. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Silicon Valley, San Jose.
Okay. All right, awesome. What you got for us, babe?
So I just wanted to know, I'm thinking about moving to Portland, Oregon, and because it's very difficult for me to have life-work balance here, and it's very difficult for me to afford a home. Because the houses are about $1 million.
Come to Texas, girl. I know. Come to Texas, man. You can get a mansion for like $200,000, man. It's just hot here.
I think my son and my ex-husband are planning to go up north to Portland, Oregon, and I just wanted to know if that will happen and if that's a good move for me.
Yeah. You have to go. You're right. The area that you're in right now, it's that energy's done. It's time to move on. And you can go into the same area that they'll go to.
Okay, great.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say I was going to be I was the one calling in a long time ago and trying to be a police officer, and both, I think it was you, but somebody else said no. And I just, it was just hard for me to say, okay, I can't do that anymore.
I remember when you called in last time.
Maybe it has to do with where you are. I mean, maybe you had a spiritual contract that is of you living in Silicon Valley, which is now done, and now a new chapter is going to open up. And maybe, I don't know, maybe being a police officer in Portland would actually happen. I don't know, Eric, what do you think? Was there some spiritual contract for her?
Yeah.
No, okay.
It's not this time for her. Not in past lives, you've had that, but not this time, no.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. It's so it's a good move for me. Do you? Would it be like this year? This year, huh? Or this year or next year?
This year or the first half of next year.
Okay. I'll start looking then. Okay.
Yeah.
How exciting!
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
You betcha.
Okay. Bye bye. Bye.
Ugh, moving. Ugh, I never want to move, but it's the only way I'm going to ever get rid of all my crap. Okay, we have somebody from the force. Actually, I just want to just die in my home and let the kids deal with the drawers that have odd nickels or gummy bears that are lint covered and stuff. I don't want to deal with that, okay? Or old, owner's manuals from some gadget in 1986. Ugh, okay. 479 area code. Who we got on the phone?
Hi, this is Rita. I'm from Fort Smith, Arkansas, and you just cracked me up because I've been decluttering so my daughter doesn't have to.
I hate it. I know. Oh. Well, it builds character as far as I'm concerned. They're going to.
It does. What I wanted to call about was a friend, my daughter lives in Seattle, and there's a hiker who's been missing since August the 1st, and they're got everybody on the ground searching. I contacted, I think I made contact with her that first day that I found out about it. And I was just wanting to know if they're going to find her and if she is still alive and if I could, that information could be given in this format.
Okay. What I can tell you is, yes, they will find her. But I can't tell you if they're going to find her alive.
Okay.
Is she alive now?
I can't tell.
You can't tell.
For whatever reason, it's not being given.
Okay.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah,
there's a reason for it. It's got to play out as it plays out.
Yeah.
Okay. Could I ask that whenever I made contact or thought I did I actually make contact?
Yes, you did. See,
okay.
That's the thing. When you don't second guess those things, when you get information and when you make contact, just trust and believe that you've made contact.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then I have my answer then on what actually.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I won't go
yes,
any further.
Okay, but let us know.
I will sure do that. Thank you. Okay.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You bet. Okay, we have somebody from, I don't know what this is. It's 111111111. What is that? Is that a Skype thing or what?
It's Skype.
Hi there.
Skype. I use Skype. Hey.
Oh,
how's
okay,
it going?
That's what it is. It's going good.
Yep.
Who are we speaking with?
I'm calling from Portugal. That's why I'm using Skype.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Okay. Sorry, I was just writing a blank.
I'm very familiar.
Yes, my name is Raf. I've been here before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I know. How do you spell your name? That's a cool name.
This is the reduction. So you spell it R-A-F-A-E-L, but English people can call me Raf because it's easier.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Raf, I like that. All right, what you got for
can
our
we,
boy
can
or
just,
for
can
game?
We literally,
Pardon me?
Can we literally just bring my higher self in?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
Awesome.
You want just a general message?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever comes up. If anything else.
Oh, okay. I thought that there was going to be a question.
Oh no.
All right. Okay. Actually, what I'm hearing is that you need some energy work, some balancing energy work done. Do you meditate or do you balance your energies yourself or do you have somebody who can do this?
I used to meditate a lot, but now maybe if it makes it easier, I can be a little bit more specific and tell a little bit
absolutely.
About the stuff that's been happening. Yeah, so I'm not patient at all, so I never really stick to my plans. So if I want to do something, I'm not patient. So I don't know if being impatient has, like, maybe stopped me from getting anywhere in terms of, I don't know, the goals that I have for my life or anything. But, for example, lately in the last couple of days, I've been trying to be very much in the moment. And I've seen the result. I've seen how being very chill and very patient about stuff and just flowing with whatever happens brings me moments that I really enjoy. But then, but then I just it's so radical because I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna give it up and stop trying to control things. I'm just gonna be in the moment, see what happens. But the thing is, then I fall back to the fear I used to have and I just get all wrapped up in my
chaotic problems
again. For example,
yeah.
Today I was so angry. Today I was angry for no reason.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out.
Okay, so I am going to go back and say meditation and the energy work will be very helpful for you here. And also, you are human. So you are not always going to be able to keep your vibration to where you're patient and understanding and living in the moment. So when you do slip back, acknowledge it and move on from it without berating yourself and getting angry with yourself. You know, you slip back, acknowledge it, and move forward. But bring back the meditation into your life and the energy work, okay? This will help you get to where you want to go as far as kind of quieting that chaotic mind.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of energy work, Eric? What kind of energy work are we talking about?
There's, I mean, Reiki is a good one. Balancing the chakras.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, just cool. can do all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He's absolutely.
Okay, Jamin, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, man. Hey, dude. Like,
this is
a guy
that so many people deal with. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a real thing, and you know, being a kid, like I said, who grew up in special ed classes, like I was very angry because I never felt like I was good enough. So like, the challenge is real, man. I totally empathize with you, and I'm sorry that the experience has been tough. I think one of the main things, though, dude, is you got to claim your power more. Like you have to bring that, you have to bring sometimes that masculine to it when you're feeling down. And let me explain this, by the way. When you're feeling down, dude, that's really good for you. And we sometimes spend too much time avoiding feeling down. And when we think we're down, we think something's wrong. We already go to this assumption. So don't assume that, you know, things are off track. Like you're doing the best you can. You're working with what you got. You woke up today. The cards weren't really necessarily the cards you would like in hand. But fuck it, man. Like the whole deal, dude, is to go through this. This discomfort that you feel is actually good for your growth. And I think that's really important to recognize. Once again, going back to what Jennifer was saying, meditation, Reiki, I'm going to throw in prayer. You know, I like to pray. I'm not a religious dude, but I love praying. I love calling upon angels. I love imagining these angels surrounding me as they're surrounding you right now. Because as these come out of my mouth, as these words are expressed, I'm calling upon it right now. You already have angels, dude, surrounding you. The question is, do you believe
Ralph,
that?
Ralph, are you doing okay right now?
Do you embody that avatar?
Ralph, are you okay? Ralph, are you okay right now?
Yeah.
Are you okay right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's my advice.
I think Jamin could really help you. You check out Jamin. I mean, he could really help you a lot. I think you guys would get along
really well
together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right,
Ralph. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Cute accent. I love it. All right. 219 area code. No, wait, is it 4? No. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I jumped ahead. I got somebody all excited probably. All right, 219 area code. Hi there. How you doing? What's your name? Hey. Who are we speaking with?
This is Trish.
Are you there?
This is Trish.
Oh, hi, Trish.
Hello?
How are you doing?
Good.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you for catching my phone call. I was kind of unexpectedly... I was wondering.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're on.
Yeah, me too. I'm in shock. But anyway, recently my family lost a young man. He was my ex-husband's nephew, my nephew in a way. My kids were really, really close to him as cousins. Mm-hmm. And he died on the 30th of June, or transitioned, I would say. And, I was wondering if Eric could kind of welcome him and help him out there. It was a terrible train accident, and I'm sure it was quick, and I'm expecting he probably is kind of lost, you know, a little bit when he got there. So I was hoping that Eric could help him.
What Eric is saying is he was not lost when he got here. It was very quick that they were, the energies and the souls were able to get him adjusted to what had happened, and so he's okay. He's with guides and people. So no, he wasn't confused. He crossed right over, and he is absolutely okay. And this was written into his chart, is what he said. So I kind of knew I wasn't going to be there for very long.
Really? So he had that intuition that he wasn't going to be. Wow.
Yeah. So he says I wasn't surprised.
Wow. Did he ever share that at all with anybody, or did he keep that to himself? any family member mention, or did he mention to you?
Nothing I was aware of.
All right.
He was very into the church. He's doing well. Is there anything that he can tell me to tell his parents at this time, or
He says they are recognizing his energy coming around already, and they're going to actually see him. See him, you know, like out of the corner of your eye, you see something when you're at home and you look, and then there's nothing there and you dismiss it. He is going to show up that way. So he says, when you think I'm around, don't dismiss it. I really am around. And he also likes to go in the car.
Okay. I will definitely tell him that. that makes
all
him
right.
happy.
Well, I'll send the parents and all the family my love and prayers. And Eric, you show them the ropes some more and pal around with them, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
This is a great relief.
Good. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Got one from the 419 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, Alyssa.
Hey.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi. Oh, my God. This is Mohab. I just had sent you a message on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and you responded right away. I had to thank you and Eric for everything that you do for everybody. And this is my
first time
calling blog, and here you So it's me and my puppy, Chapo. I've been in bed for 7 days, but for 7 days I've been 24 hours watching all the YouTube channels, reviewing Eric and his
birthday. Oh, my God, you got to get bed sores, girl.
You're right. I've got my little pit mix that I have to go outside and take care of him and take him out for walks and stuff. But he's my son. I just want to kind of, I don't know how I can condense it. And love to Eric. So thank you, Eric, for everything that you do, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let me take a deep breath. I came to America in 77. My father was a self-made millionaire. We left there because of a revolution. We came to Ohio.
Yes,
so that's where my sister was from. We came here. We opened a nightclub. We ran it for 24 years. I worked there for 24 years with no pay. Of course, it's not about for money. It's for the family and the next generation. My soulmate was also my father. He passed, and of course, my step monster is what I call her. I'm sorry. Took everything.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's six siblings. One is
and what happened?
What happened was, well, I mean, long story short. Anyway, she took all that. She published his autobiography and all the money. I could care less about any of that. My job was to be the grandfather to all my nieces and nephews that came after my sister passed, then present him. I have dedicated my whole life to giving, to caring, to everything, not only to my siblings and my nieces and nephews, who I'm their mom, to all of them. But, you know, like anything, you know, everybody uses you for everything, and they take away the kids away from you to get back at you for nothing, you know, if you don't give them enough money. Anyway, I ended up with a breakdown after my father passed, and I ended up living, I ended up on social, disability. Got my disability back check. I was like $30,000. Out of that $2,000, I bought a car for $2,000. Everything I gave to each sibling and for the kids, for their school, for everything, because I don't care about money. Anyhow, I've always been a worker, so I'd always do cleaning.
Okay, Mohab, can we get to the question? Because I don't want to run into the other show. What is your question, sweetie?
My question is, everything I've done has been I've been dropped. So I'm living now for my puppy, I found a house. I've been working out 2 years. Now I found out it's going to be gone, and we're going to be homeless, I guess. But not me. I'm going to whatever it is, I'm going to always make sure. He's my baby. How is my father? And what is my purpose here? I'm really exhausted. That's why I wasn't for 7 days.
Only one question. Why don't we just talk to your father? Is there a message from her father that might also include her purpose?
First of all, your father's fine, and you will not be homeless. Okay. And your purpose, well, you did come to struggle quite a bit this time with family, and you brought a bit of this. It's almost like in a past life you were kind of a martyr, and you brought that energy in with you this time to work through that. Okay. So that's one of the things that you're working on. But your father's fine, and you won't be homeless.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. Well, I hope that helps you, darling.
It does. And how can I just ask, how can I connect with my angels? I need to connect with Eric. I need to be able to. I just need space.
Yeah.
You've got to work on raising your vibration. All the stress and all the anxiety lowers the vibration and makes it harder to make the connection.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to work on for the last few years. So I'm at peace as far as I have no hatred. I have nothing, you know? And I know everything's surpassed, but it's just, I'm still like I'm exhausted from this life. But I have to live for my. I just have to make sure my puppy's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
So much.
Well, you bet.
Love you. Love you, Susan. Bye.
Oh, she does sound like she's been through quite the life. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll get to see if we can get one more squeaked in here. If it's quick, hint, hint, hint. 414 area code. Hi there. Do you have a quick one or not?
Sure. Are there any? I have a quick one. Are there any groups on the planet Earth that can regress military people back to their childhood?
A group? Interesting.
Do you
I think
mean,
any
like,
regression
like,
is good, right?
Yeah, like hypnosis, like take you back.
Well, actual, serve 20 years in the military and then get placed back into your childhood to have a different timeline.
No.
Oh, you mean to actually have a completely different life? Regress to so that you avoid the life you had in the military, that kind of thing?
Possibly to avoid, but also just to serve and then secretly serve and then go back to your childhood and then live a different life without the, let's say, the 20 years even showing on your physical body.
Well, you might be. I mean, maybe we do have parallel lives, but your focus is on the one now. So, that makes it difficult.
Thank you.
Do you have PTSD from being in the military, you think?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you ever tried EMDR?
Yeah, I've done many, many hours of that.
One thing I would really recommend, because it's so freaking easy and it's so freaking short, is that Soul Happy technique. Just check it out. Go to www.soulhappy.com. It's like $160 and it includes EMDR, and also they regress you. They hypnotize you. And I don't know everything about it, but it's really, I've gotten so much incredible feedback from it. Can you try that and then get back to me if you do and let me know how it went?
Could you spell that?
Yes, Soul, S-O-U-L, Happy, HAPPY.com. Through
I think
hypnosis,
that you had those two ladies, right?
Right.
I think you had them on your show. Yeah.
Right, and I looked at the program, actually, and it's really freaking cool. So check it out, okay?
Sure, thank you.
You bet. And Jamin, hook up with Jamin, too. I mean, he can help you, too. You sound like a real manly guy, and Jamin's a real manly guy, so I think you guys would be really good together.
Yeah, I grew up with wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
We'll hang out sometime, dude.
Yeah, I think you should. Check him out, JaminOlivencia.com. And also check out Jennifer, psychic medium Jennifer Doran, Doran.com. And you guys, thank you for joining the show. I love you, Eric. Love you, Jamin and Jennifer. Can't wait to see you in October.
Love you.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening today.
Bye.
Bye.